from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls, our podcast. Pat Caputo, Evan Jenkins, the webmaster. Hey, we come here, we talk drafts, we talk prospects, we talk the future. And the 2023 season was a very good one for the Tigers when it comes down to players that were younger that are progressing on their roster. Prospects that are now graduating to major league players and doing so rapidly. The two players that come to mind as emerging, the one obviously Spencer Torkelson. You start hitting 30 bombs, you start getting over 90 RBI, you're starting to become a very good player. And the technology really bodes well for Torkelson. He ranks very high in average exit velocity, in barrel rate, all the different things, hard hit rate that you want. In a hitter. We're talking elite numbers in the top 10 across the board that way. And the traditional numbers obviously came here. You know, the interesting part about him, Evan, is that he hit most of his home runs on the road. So bringing in the fences didn't help him at all. But still, to get to, you know, the 30 home run mark, to have those type of things coming for him, I think was very, very important. This year. And I think that's probably he and Kerry Carpenter, the two biggest developments when it comes down to it. You throw Riley Green into that mix, and that's kind of a threesome that they can kind of build around. Now, some people would say it's a big four because of Parker Meadows and his brilliant defense, but obviously the Tigers had a good year that way. Tarek Skubal, whip under one. I mean, you know, in the, you know, top 20 percentile in fastball, and just look at how he's been. And when you look and you throw in Reese Olson into that mix, I mean, the Tigers had a number of players at the major league level that performed very well this year that would fall into that category of younger players.
Pat, what do you think it was for Torkelson? Because, I mean, he started off the year really, really slow, where it was like, we might really have to have concerns about this young man. But what do you think it was that clicked for him that the last, you know, 3 months of the season that he was on such a power tear?
Well, I think at some point he adjusted enough to major league pitching and he started to figure out, and I've seen this happen over and over again with players, that he didn't have to think so much when he's in the box, that he had been prepared in all these different ways. And he just started to play baseball again. See ball, hit ball. Now, the home run he hit for his 30th home run's an example. Those are pitches that he just murdered in the minor leagues. Just murdered. Now, he would miss them his first year and you know, a couple months in the major leagues. Now he gets that pitch and his eyeballs light up. He's proven he can hit a major league fastball, which was something that was a big problem for him as a rookie year. So those are the things. And the obvious thing is, look, if you've got really, really good exit velocity, meaning you hit the ball exceptionally hard and you start to lift it. And that's what he needed to do. He was hitting too many ground balls. You can't hit home runs on ground balls or low line drives or whatever.
Not if you're not Ricky Henderson.
That's one of the greatest players ever, for sure. But, yeah, I'll say this. He did start to put the ball in the air more. And that is a combination that's going to lead to a lot of home runs. And, you know, the idea, well, would he be a 30-year home run hitter? Well, we've already seen that. Now I think the question is, can he hit 40 next year? And I think it's a fair question because the light bulb's definitely gone off for him.
So would you expect more from him from like an OBP and OPS and batting average perspective next year? Or with him, is he more of just our, for lack of a better player, Adam Dunn?
No, he's better than that. He doesn't strike out like that. He's got he's got good plate discipline. He draws a good number of walks. If anything, he's been guilty of not swinging at enough pitches when he's slumped. And kind of letting some good ones go by because it appears he may be thinking too much. That isn't the case anymore. The question with him is his defense. He's in the bottom 5 percentile. I mean, way down in terms of his range and throwing arm, things like that. Now, first basemen rarely air out the ball, but Spencer Torkelson has a lot of room to grow. Defensively, but he'll work at it. It wouldn't surprise me if next year he's pretty good defensively. And he does obviously do a good job of scooping balls out of the dirt, and he gets a lot of practice because Javi Baez is a shortstop.
Now, this might be a stupid question or a simple question, but in reality, when it comes to Austin Meadows, I mean, he started off with gangbusters and everything. Parker Meadows, sorry about that.
Yeah, no big deal.
What does he need to do to go to the next step to be more than just a defender for the Detroit Tigers?
Well, he's first of all, at every level he's been at, he's struggled to adjust to the next level, and then he has figured it out. So the fact that he struggled a little bit didn't surprise me after his initial success. He's got a little bit of a long swing still. That's always been the knock on. That's why he wasn't a first-round draft pick, because obviously he's got foot speed and all other talent and bloodlines because his brother was a major league player and a first-round draft pick. So the hit tool is getting better, a lot better. So he's hit 20-plus home runs over all levels. He started out slow, had a bit of a slump for the Tigers, and then started to get a few hits again. So, his defense, he's in the top 10 percentile in foot speed in the major leagues, which is in a small sample size. He hasn't had all that many of what they call competitive runs yet. And, you know, his WAR is really good because he's so good defensively. I mean, he has an excellent WAR despite some not so stellar offensive stats. He's got some power. The question is, can he barrel it up on a consistent basis? If he does that, you know, he's going to be a terrific player. If he doesn't, he's still going to be a valuable player because of that speed. He's got the propensity to steal bases. He's shown that. So he's going to be a significant contributor to the Tigers. The question is just how much. I did my top 10. It's up on the 97.1 The Ticket website, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, the 97.1 The Ticket, well, X, formerly Twitter, that account. And, of course, Facebook, it's going to be up there soon if it isn't up there right now as you're listening to this. We're out top 10. Parker Meadows is still rookie eligible next year. And I think, he's somebody that I have him very highly on that top 10, higher than most people do.
I mean, barring any setback like an injury or something like that, he is your opening day center fielder, correct?
I don't think there's any question about that.
Because I know his road to the show was because of injury and stuff like that, but I think he's proven enough, especially in spacious center field at Comerica Park,
that
duty.
Evan, it shows you how it works with baseball. I mean, he was drafted out of high school, and when he first showed up in the minor leagues, he was like you know, you ever seen a horse, a foal that comes out and it's got its legs and it's trying to get its way about it because he's got those long legs and his body, you know, it didn't have the coordination yet that he has now as he's matured. He actually took wrong routes to balls. When he was at West Michigan and Green showed up, they immediately put Green in center field and him in right because Green was more advanced that way. Well, the body is now where his foot speed and all those things have caught up. He takes two or three strides and he gets the balls that other guys have got to take literally five or six. And he's got sure hands and he's got good jump rate. He's an excellent, excellent outfielder. But it took a while for him as a bigger player to gain that coordination that was necessary and to shorten his stroke. I mean, he had a long stroke, and that was problematic for a while. But he's a top-line prospect. He's underrated right now, you know, on the pipeline and Baseball America and all those things. He has come into his own in a certain way. And I don't think there's any question that the Tigers are planning to have him as their opening day center fielder next year. Right now, it looks like their outfield would be Parker Meadows in center, Green in right, and Carpenter in left. Carpenter's another story of a player. He's got good foot speed, and he's got a strong arm. It's a matter of getting jumps on the ball, which he's very poor at, but he's getting a little bit better. But he's a much better athlete than projected and obviously an excellent hitter. Matt Verling would be in that mix for outfield next year. He's not a younger player like the other three. I mean, he's, you know, past the prospect stage, but he's the right-handed hitter in there, in that mix. And the question is, where does Bedu fit in? But right. They do have a very athletic outfield in a ballpark that demands that, in which the Tigers have sometimes been lacking in that area.
And the other player that you mentioned to start off this episode was Tarik Skubal. Do they have their ace for the foreseeable future with him?
It looks like it. Look, Evan, you know, let's talk about E-Rod, and I understand it. You know, if he opts in or opts out, and I expect the Tigers, because their player payroll is going to be clear, and they should fancy themselves as contenders next year because of the way the division's set up, for sure. But their starting pitching rotation could become a tremendous strength very quickly. One of the reasons is Skubal isn't just good. What he's doing here late in the year, and some of it's not against great competition. We'll have to see. It's a long season. But he's put together, you know, 15 quality outings in which his numbers have been exceptional. And he throws hard, and he's got deception in his motion, and he knows how to work his slider. Oddly, he doesn't have a high spin rate, but it doesn't matter because of that deception, and that comes with, you know, the fact that he throws at a high velocity. And he's a bulldog. You can see it in his face. Now, the other thing that, you know, is a big development is Jackson Jobe. Jackson Jobe is a potential Cy Young Award winner. I'll say it flat out. If he throws the ball like he's been throwing it this year since he came back from that spinal injury, there's no stopping that kid. All right? He's got – but you know, look, Cole Keith is their top prospect, but Jackson Jobe definitely has the highest ceiling. He struck out 84 and 64 innings this year, and he only had six walks.
Oof.
His fastball is consistently at 97, and he spots it around the zone. He not only has control, but he has command. He hits the edges of the strike zone, and on top of that, he throws his super high spin rate slider, which he's tightened up a little bit and will continue to do so. And he's landing changeups, I mean, a good changeup. So, and he's athletic. He's, you know, 6'2", you know, a perfect pitcher's build. Got that look like, you know, like Skubal has, where, you know, they're out there in their own world pitching, you know, that so they call it mound presence. He's definitely got that. And that athleticism he has, his father is a professional golfer and he was a star quarterback, is going to play well. It's going to play up. So Jackson Jobe will next year start at Erie, but very well by at some point be a real force in Detroit if he stays healthy. You know, pitchers, it's always iffy that way. But his upside is off the charts. I mean, way off the charts. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to rate him in pipeline in Baseball America. But, and they, you know, you can still make a case they should have taken Jordan Lawler, who's already with the Rangers and contributing, and he's exceptional. And or Marcello Mayer, who got to double A and struggled, but still a top prospect in that draft. But the Jackson Job pick isn't looking bad at all right now.
So, yeah.
It's, and they well, have Ty Madden, who was a first round pick out of University of Texas. And, you know, late compensation pick or whatever. And they.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rework him to where he throws three quarters, and he throws in the high 90s, and he's got a really good slider. And, you know, consistency has been a bit of an issue, but when he's good, Evan Heaton, he's just really good. I don't know whether he's going to be a wipeout reliever type or whether he's going to be a rotational piece, because right now he's a two-pitch pitcher, and he lacks some command. He walks too many hitters, and he lacks some consistency. But this is a big-time arm. So you've got Mize coming back. You've got Scooble. You've got Reese Olson. You've got Jackson Job is going to push really quickly, it appears. And the potential of Ty Madden. That's pretty good young starting pitching, if you ask me. If Erod stays, the rotation should be pretty darn good.
Yeah, and you mentioned Reese Olson, and you were talking sliders. That kid has a filthy slider. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen first. Somebody's going to figure that out, or he's going to start growing facial hair because he looks like he's 12 out there sometimes.
He does.
But how good is that slider, and how good can he become?
Well, he's got everything it takes to be a quality major league starter. Everything. He's got off-speed pitch. He's got a good fastball. He commands the ball well, and he goes out there. He's completely unafraid. You know, he's pitched better at the major leagues than he pitched in the minor leagues. What does that tell you? And he's done it over a pretty considerable stretch here. And he seems to be able to, again, be reasonably athletic and able to repeat his delivery. You know, that's the key, you know, repeatability. You know, it's like a golfer, you know, the consistency. You know, you do different things pitching, but it comes down to the basic fundamental of being in a set position, going into motion, and aiming at a target. He does that very well, and he definitely has an upside.
Yeah, now, I don't know if we necessarily categorize this guy as one of the young guys or if he's just one of your guys now, but Jake Rogers at the end of the year, he now has 20-something home runs. Is he your catcher of the future, a guy that you could expect to get 30 home runs from in a year?
No, I don't think he'll hit more home runs than he hit this year. It might be his career high. He's in his late 20s.
Right.
But Jake Rogers is outstanding defensively. You want him behind the plate. What you don't want is him to play 140 games. So they have to develop a combination with him. Carson Kelly, who they acquired, is a pretty highly regarded prospect at one time, and he does some good things. You can see that already, but he's a right-handed hitter. In an ideal world, they have a left-handed hitting catcher somewhere along the line that can share the spot with Rogers. Right now, there isn't one in their pipeline.
Now, what about, we mentioned Ty Madden, but their bullpen now, like Lang, Alex Lang, he's not a young guy, but I feel like they need a different person in that role because he really didn't excel the way that I would expect him to this year. Is there a young guy in the waiting that could be a closer, or is that a position that you think will just be manifested through whoever is there, or will they go out and try to sign one? Where do you see that role going with the Tigers next year?
Well, they have some power arms. We didn't mention Sawyer Gibson Long. He's a little, he's like 25 or whatever.
But still young to me.
Yeah, but for a prospect, you're starting to
right. I know
in a couple of organizations, but he's a possibility either in the rotation or the bullpen. The pitcher that I really like, some people don't even put him in the top 30, but I put him in my top 10, is Tyler Matheson. It was a fourth-round pick out of Bryant University. What state is Bryant University in?
I feel like I know this one because they've played Michigan State a few times. Are they in, like, North Carolina or something?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, well, there we go.
Oh, the fourth-round pick, he was a starter in college, but they immediately identified him, the previous regime, as a reliever. And they put him in the bullpen. And he struck out 91 hitters in 59 innings this year. He's 6'4", 235, throws 95 to 97. It looks like he has a high spin rate fastball because players just swing through it. And AA, his ERA was 1.62, and he had a lot of clutch innings on a team that won the championship. He's somebody to watch, and he's an underrated prospect, in my opinion. That's somebody that could be some serious bullpen help for them sooner instead of later. He's fairly advanced. So that's somebody to keep in mind.
Now, with other young guys, you mentioned Colt Keith, and then there's Jace Jung that's sitting there in the minors. Do you expect both those guys to make an appearance with the big league squad next year?
Without question.
Okay.
Colt Keith, it'd be hard to keep him off the opening day roster. The question is about his position. He's had an arm issue, but he has a strong arm from, he's a high school pitcher at 92 miles an hour. Ideally, he's a third baseman. He is a good enough athlete to play third base, ran a 6'9", 60, which isn't blazing, but it's good enough for third base for sure. Not what you really want at second base in terms of his athleticism. Middle infielders, you want them to be more nimble than what Colt Keith is. But that arm issue may put him there. Young, they may move him to third and Keith to second for the reason that Young doesn't have a lot of range. But he has good hands and he has a strong enough arm. So that's something that I'm looking at as the way they're going to flip-flop those two, where Keith has mostly played third and Young has mostly played second. Look for them to possibly flip for that reason. Young is an outstanding hitter, pure hitter, funky stance, but, it's not anything that matters. The way kids will be impersonating him all over town if he makes the major leagues, especially the lefty kids. He's got kind of a thick body, and he's got good hands. He's got a good enough arm, and he can flat out hit. And he had a disappointing first year where he only hit one home run, but this year he hit 28, and it just kept hitting him, especially after he got to Erie. So he's going to be a solid major league hitter, and he's probably ready for it right now. He's gotten to that point, and so is Keith. So they got to decide what position they play and what to do around them. But those two guys are definitely high-end hitting prospects, and they're both left-handed, which it's unusual that the Tigers have this much left-handed thunder, because in the past they've often lacked that, even when they had good teams. But they got, you know, you look Green, Carpenter, Keith, Young, Parker Meadows. They got like a lot of good left-handed hitters there.
Well, and then there's another one that's in the pipeline too that they drafted this year in Max Clark. And would you expect him to kind of have the same trajectory as like a Colt Keith did this year, or is he still a year behind that?
Well, he was very good at that when they were in rookie ball. When they put him in A ball, he started striking out like crazy. You know, it was like unbelievable. Well, and his numbers were bad, but they still hit him second or third, and he did okay the last couple games when they were in the playoffs. So, you know, I don't know what his trajectory is going to be. I don't know whether that was just a small sample size and he slumped for a bit. He certainly has every tool you want in the world. He is, but he's going to have to hit better next year. And the question is, do they keep him at low A ball Lakeland, or do they push him to high A ball West Michigan to start the year? McGonagall, the second baseman, well, actually he's a shortstop, and I think they're going to keep him at shortstop. He was projected as a second baseman, played shortstop in high school, but I noticed that they played him at shortstop in Lakeland when they promoted him along with Keith. He's more advanced as a hitter than Keith is. I mean, not Keith, Max Clark. He's more advanced than Max Clark is as a hitter. He's got a short stroke. He lifts the ball. And he's got pretty good actions. So because they don't have any shortstops in their system, and it's obviously a glaring weakness, I think they'll keep him at shortstop until he plays his way out of the position. And he's got decent speed. He 6'5", 60-yard dash, just under 6'6". So, I mean, it's not exceptional speed. I think, what is it, 6'6", 5", something like that. But it's better than the major league average runner. And just looking at a lot of video of him fielding ground balls, you know, which is available, I kind of like his actions at shortstop. So that'll be interesting. But those guys are far away from the major leagues now, and their telling year for how quickly they advance actually is next year. They got their feet wet. They got the beak wet. They dipped their toe in the hot tub. Now, you know, we'll see how that all ultimately works out for them. But certainly they did all right. Max Anderson, who was out of Nebraska, he did all right. So their draft class from last year is progressing reasonably well. I don't think there's a lot of complaints from them.
Yeah, now, before this season started, I thought we were teased a little bit and maybe put the cart in front of the horse a little bit and expected more from this ball club. But just talking with you over the last 20-some-odd minutes and, you know, just throughout this season, I think the Tigers have a very, very good young core, something I'm not used to, because when the Tigers won between 06 and 14, it was getting free agents. It wasn't necessarily their own young guys. You know, you went.
Well, okay. There was a big blend of mix here. They signed a couple big name free agents, and they had some minor league players that contributed significantly. Granderson, Brandon Hinge had the second best WAR on the 2006 Tigers, behind Carlos Guillen, who they got in a robbery of a trade. Dombrowski made a number of trades to keep the good ship Lollipop going. A lot of years. I mean, pick up Max Scherzer, for crying out loud, after his first major league season from the Diamondbacks, and Placido Polanco and all these guys. So it was a combination of different things. This is more possibly like the 84 Tigers with a lot of young players coming up. I don't want to put it on those guys because those draft classes were beyond exceptional. But what's happened is some of their draft picks – have been much better than anticipated when they were selected. Al Avila, who was vilified, and I defended Al because it was hatred. You know, I mean, that was. And this is a guy that was anything but a hateful person. And he knows baseball. He's not the village idiot, but he inherited a difficult situation. He didn't prove to, you know, it was time for him to move on. But a lot of the players that he drafted with the new regime coming in and helping them along, because I think Scott Harris is doing a real good job, it has made a big difference. I mean, think about it. Carpenter was a 19th round draft pick. Big B, who's I kept him off my top 10 list, but he definitely was a candidate for it. Another find late in the draft, 19th round. Bo Brisky, you look at Jason Foley, wasn't even drafted out of an NAIA school with an ERA over 5. Look what he is a major leaguer. And in addition to Torkelson is proving to be the right pick at first overall. There's no disappointment there. Mize will come back. Mize had a very good year in 2021. People forget that. Riley Green definitely merited being the 5th overall pick in the draft based on his ability. And for $538,000 and a 6th pick in a 5-round draft, they signed Cole Keith away from Arizona State University. And he is right now, if not the top prospect in the organization. And the Jackson Joe pick doesn't look like the disaster it looked like, during spring.
Ago. Yeah.
So it looks like actually it may turn out to be something. You go down the list, the Madison kid that I told you about, the reliever, number of players that he drafted, his regime, from top to bottom, Bo Brisky. I mean, they've had a number of players that are contributing to the major leagues. And Akil Baddoo, for a Rule 5 guy, has value. Now, whether it's trade value or whether it's value actually playing for the team, but he's got some pretty good value there. So it's not looking nearly as ominous. And Evan, they won 66 games last year. That's it. So they've already improved, double digits here. And, pretty much, likely. And you're looking at a team that has a core right now that could be pretty good in the future. So it's been a very good year for the Tigers on a number of different levels. It's a little bit under the radar. I think the big question is going to be in the offseason, because their payroll is going to be cleared out with Miggy and probably Eduardo Rodriguez. And here's my prediction. They won't go out and go crazy in free agency, and people will be coming on going, they're cheap. Priscilla's is cheap and all this stuff. The free agency class just doesn't dictate going out and spending a lot of money on it. So if they do add, it's going to be with depth, because they'll make trades for arbitration-eligible players that other teams are trying to unload that could help their team. But where that's going to be, I don't know. I think they'll address catcher a little more. And I definitely think if Erod opts out, because there is a decent crop of free agents starting pitching, that they may do something along those lines.
Well, I'm excited, Pat. I mean, hey, it's as positive as I've been able to look at the Tigers since, 2015. So, I mean, that's a huge plus in my eyes. And I'm a huge baseball fan, so couldn't be happier.
Well, you know what? The only question I have, could they win at Lambeau back-to-back games that night?
Who knows, Pat? Who knows? What would that even be in baseball? I don't even know if there's a place like that in baseball that, haunts the Tigers. But, they haven't won a World Series in my lifetime. But the Lions also haven't won a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Lions haven't won a Super Bowl.
Anybody's lifetime.
They've won one playoff game in my lifetime. And I'm a hell of a lot older than you, buddy. So, hey, don't forget to subscribe to us on the iTunes Store, the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcasts, Odyssey.com. Tons of podcasts on Odyssey.com. It's great. And follow us, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, and King of the KC on Twitter, or Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter. And check out our Facebook pages, Pat Caputo. I have more Facebook page. I put my stuff up there. And, of course, 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. Download us. Like us. This is Joy. Next one we're going to do, I think, will be on the Red Wings as their season approaches. We look at the future. We look at the drafts. We look at the prospects. We have Frank Honest talk on this. So And like always, appreciate it. Evan, I appreciate you very much. And we'll talk to you next time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.